No, I haven't read the infamous memo, but I sure am enjoying the absolute panic among Democrats over the probability, possibility that it will be released today. Oh, they're working against that. It's like a kid trying to hide a really bad report card from his parents. The harshest interpretation of the memo by a lot of people who haven't read it, and some who have, is that Obama weaponized the Department of Justice and the FBI to be used against Obama's political opponents, basically conservatives and the Republican Party, and eventually to help Hillary Clinton get elected president. Okay, now let's think about this for a second. Would Obama weaponize a department of the federal government against his political enemies? I mean, he's such a wonderful guy. Would he do something like that? Do I have to remind you about the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and Lois Lerner? Oh, yeah, who can forget her getting in front of that committee up there in Washington and saying, well, I didn't do anything wrong, and now I'm taking the Fifth Amendment. Lois Lerner and Barack Obama took the Internal Revenue Service and used it as a weapon against any political group seeking tax-exempt status that disagreed with or was opposed to the policies of Barack Obama. And now you think that Obama would never have done something like that with the FBI or the Justice Department? Today is going to be an interesting day if and when, and I hope, that memo comes out. A lot to say about that, so stay tuned. Solomon Brothers Studios in the Bortz Bus. This is Neil Bortz.